Gentlemen, this is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 8.51 acres into 8 lots under the cluster development concept located west of Route 289, also called Joylin Way, 870 feet southeast of Route 24. For the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission received earlier this week a copy of a exhibit booklet entitled Hickory Run. It includes a booklet, which includes a cover sheet, a table of contents, project team references, site maps, site data, site layout, site photographs, and supporting information that is a part of the record. And for informational purposes, in reference to this application, the tax review comments were received up to December 20th of 2006. Mr. Robertson comments were received on January 18th of 2007. Dell.com comments were received on January 22nd of 2007 and also August 8th of 2007 by fax. The restrictive covenants were received on July 2nd of 2007. The applicant's response to the Technical Advisory Committee comments was received on July 18th of 2007. The exhibit booklet in front of the commissioners was received on August 6th, as were revised plans. An email was received on August 7th of 2007 from Dan Parsons, a Sussex County Historic Preservation Planner, in regards to two cemeteries located on the site. The septic feasibility statement from DENREC indicates that the site is suitable for a community wastewater treatment system. Oh, sorry. I'm reading the wrong one. Come on, same page. And more than what this follows.
Thank you, Mr. Weekly, for your time.
Let me start over.
I was wondering where you were heading with that.
I was reading the second one. I got them on the same page.
Okay.
I apologize to everybody for that.
Okay.
The TAC comments were reviewed by December 20th of 2006. That part was right.
Okay.
Dell.com comments were received on January 22nd. That was wrong. Of 2007. The applicant submitted his exhibit booklet and revised restrictive covenants on July 31st of 2007. And the septic feasibility statement from DENREC indicates that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. That's a lot shorter, too. I apologize for that. That's all I have, John. Unless you have a question.
All right, sir. We thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Warner, I believe. Or whomever.
I'm Doug Warner. This is Matthew Peterson from Element, representing our client, NES Properties, LLC, for the Hickory Run preliminary subdivision plan. It is subdivision 2006.
For the record, we need your qualifications.
I'm a licensed professional engineer in the state of Delaware.
All right, sir. And if you're going to testify as an expert, we need to know what you're all about.
And I'm the land planner with Element.
Very good. Thank you. Proceed.
Okay. Subdivision 2006-25, parcel numbers 234-6-105, Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware. We'd like to just tell you a little bit about the team, a project overview, hit some of the bulk regulations, the existing conditions, walk you through the elaborate site plan that we have, and then hit some supporting information and then questions and answers. Just to let you know about our team, like I said, Element, we're the engineer of record. We've had the land surveying performed by Miller Lewis, our septic studies and other environmental studies by Atlantic Resource Management, geotechnical work by Hines and Associates, and wetland consultant was EnviroTech Environmental Consulting. The site is located on Joylin's Way, Road 289, which is just east of Route 24, a little bit south of Peddler's Village and kind of on your way to Marsh Island Golf Course. It is 8.51 acres. It's currently zoned AR1. We are proposing 8 single-family lots under the AR1 cluster zoning with individual well and septic and private roads and privately maintained stormwater management. Current use of the site, it is a wooded site, vacant, really no activity. It is adjacent to several individual residential parcels that abut both 24 and Jolens Way. There are no wetlands on the site. They're not located in a floodplain. Soils that we have here are sassafras type soils, well drained, water table typically greater than about 5 feet. And again, getting back to Jolens Way, we have about 125 foot of frontage on that particular road. You can see it's a little bit quirky, fairly limited frontage there. Jolens Way is currently a 30-foot right-of-way, which we'll be dedicating right-of-way to in our section to get that up to the Del Dot 60-foot right-of-way. With the Del Dot dedication, our site will end up being 8.48 acres. As I indicated, 8 lots. Smallest lot size is 0.51 acres. Largest lot size, 0.63, with an average size of 0.56. As you'll see, and Matthew will show you on the plan, around the perimeter of the site, we are maintaining proposing a minimum 30-foot buffer of the existing trees that will remain. Some larger areas of buffers on the south side, as well as against some of the properties up there on Route 24. Open space is 2.77 acres, which is approximately 33% of the site. So if you want to take 20 seconds, Matthew, and...
Again, our entrance is off of, can you guys see this, or can we go to the other one?
Worker.
Good. Coming off of Jolens Way, very simple arc back to the cul-de-sac. We included a small close in the center there. The only center island will probably not have to be graded at all, so we'll be able to keep all the existing trees that are in there. These guys will kind of front onto that. We have a bigger pockets of kind of paths of open space here, places where people could gather and hang out. Those locations, the stormwater is located up front. Doug's going to get into a little bit of the reason why we put the stormwater here and the benefits to that. As you can see, the buffer all the way around, the way we can grade and maintain this, most of the trees in the buffer and these islands and areas will all remain.
Okay. The roads here, we will obviously have a Del Dot approved entrance. We've had some dialogue with Del Dot about the location of our entrance. It's pretty confined. We've talked to them, and based on the low traffic volumes here, we're not anticipating any problems with that. No major turn lanes or anything or significant improvements required there. As I said, the roads will be private, internal. The plans you have in front of you were based on the standard Sussex County swale cross-section. We've continued to do a little bit of engineering on this site and probably migrate more toward a curb and gutter system here. As we change to a wet pond to an infiltration basin, and it's eliminating a little bit of the grading in that area. So that's probably what we'll end up with there. I just want to point that out to you. As I indicated, we have one stormwater management BMP in the upper section there. We originally looked at having a wet pond discharge location, and working with Del Dot is not very feasible around there whatsoever. We have perked that for infiltration, and it is perking quite well, so that will be the end-up solution for us there. Septic and water will be individual systems, and you'll see in your booklet that we've had the preliminary feasibility analysis performed by Atlantic Resource Management. Their recommendation is on 3 of the 8 lots, we'll probably have capping, filling, gravity systems with LPP systems on the balance of those lots. And also contained in your booklet is a statement of feasibility from DENREC dated October 2nd of 06. We're not proposing any specific amenities in this area with only 8 lots. We've tried to put some little bit of open space in the back corners, basically to maintain as many trees as we can. Did not want to burden 8 homeowners with a clubhouse or pool or anything to that effect in this area. As you indicated, we had submitted the HOA documents where the Homeowners Association would be responsible for the maintenance of the roads, stormwater management, other common elements. We do have a limitation in there of 1,750 square foot minimum on the homes, stick-built and or modular. No mobile homes at this point, or not requesting any. Also in your booklet, we have included a Chapter 99 9C letter. I don't particularly care to review that. I can address questions specifically on anything in there. I think we've talked a little bit about the gist of it here. And then but we feel this neighborhood kind of fits into the surrounding areas. And we have another little illustration we'd like to show you of just some of the surrounding areas, some of the other parcels that are around here, and how we think this fits in to this particular area. Mm-hmm. Yes, this exhibit, or a similar exhibit, is in your booklet as well.
This is obviously our location here, surrounded by, as Doug said, various strip lots that come off of Route 24 here. And then not even all of the neighborhoods in this area are shown, but obviously, you know, big ones are Angola by the Bay and Bay Ridge Woods, Burton Pond, which you guys are currently looking at, and then all the different things here on 24.
Again, just trying to give you a flavor that we feel as though it kind of fits in with the surrounding area. So with that, we're again in conclusion, kind of showed you a little bit about it. Would like to request approval of this preliminary subdivision plan.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I understand it, you're all seeking cluster development for this piece of ground?
That is correct.
Okay, then I want to refer you to ordinance number 1709, which addresses the issues of cluster developments. And what our charge is as a planning and zoning commission, and specifically there's a couple areas in there that concern me based on the brief presentation that you've provided, plus the materials that were in the book. And one of those is that we as a commission have to look at or basically be convinced by you that the preliminary plan that you're presenting for this cluster development provides for a total environment and design which is superior to that which would be allowed under the standard subdivision ordinance. Can you explain to me and perhaps to the other commissioners how this preliminary plan is superior to that of a standard subdivision, and what, if any, innovation is being provided here in this plan?
Innovation, probably not a ton of innovation in this plan. The idea of going to the smaller lots is this is a densely wooded site. We think we have more control over the buildable area in here than we would with three-quarter acre lots. Three-quarter acre lots and the buildable footprints in there, we have less control of people cutting down all those trees. So our take was to make the lot smaller, go in there, have limit that takedown area, if you will, for the home, and then keep and force a perimeter boundary around this as much as we could. That's the underlying reason that we're going with the cluster here. Innovation for this size lot, and there is nothing to promote there in terms of innovation. We think it's in a similar vernacular as the surrounding lots as well.
So other than the perhaps control of how many trees are cut down, that's the only superiority that you're presenting to us tonight?
Yes, sir. And I think that is a very good reason for it.
And then on a half-acre lot, which requires an individual septic system as well as an individual well, how much tree cutting or clearing are you going to actually have to do in order to build the house, put in the driveway, put in the septic, and put in the well?
If you're looking for exact number, exact square footage, I probably couldn't give you. That's going to be house dependent for sure.
And how would that be different than if it was built on a three-quarter acre lot in terms of having to provide the footprint for the house and the well and the septic?
Because if I can get the same number of lots in with three-quarters, just the area, if you take a three-quarter acre lot and put basically the same setbacks, that person is home free inside that setbacks. Whereas even if here, inside that setbacks, that square footage is smaller than on a three-quarter acre lot. That's the mindset in coming into this.
And then do you feel then that as part of your presentation, as well as the materials that you presented, that you have addressed all the issues that are outlined in ordinance number 1152, otherwise known as 99-9C?
Yes, sir. You know, there's some tough questions in there, obviously, when you have a wooded site. You know, how you're not getting rid of any trees. What we're doing there is we're minimizing based on the design that we have here. You know, it's 8 acres, you know, and trying to get some sort of density in there that make it feasible for the owners. getting creative and implementing other designs or other amenities and things of that nature, walking trails, things like that, in this small of a site, just really don't see it there. So again, the keeping the amount of trees there, it was basically our targeted goal.
And if we look at the open space that's being offered on this preliminary plan, we take out the stormwater management pond, and we take out the 30-foot agricultural buffers that need to be remain, how much actual open space is being provided?
I don't have that particular number. Again, if you're looking for active open space for people to play and things of that nature, this plan isn't the one for you.
Correct.
Our plan was to keep the 30-foot. It's not a planted 30-foot buffer. It's a maintained 30-foot buffer around the perimeter.
And I think our idea of the smaller pockets of open space, I mean, we could have obviously turned some of those lots and captured all that space. That wouldn't have been a problem. What we were trying to do, again, was minimize how many trees get cut down. And if the homeowners decide it's a neat place to put a picnic bench and that's where a cool place to gather for a block party is, great. I mean, they back up to a couple different lots that have frontage directly on 24 and have no chance at any open space. So we thought by combining those two efforts there that it may actually create a nice little neighborhood gathering thing. As you can see kind of how this is carved out with the blue that surrounds us here when we kind of complete the triangle, if you will, of these lots, there's some good overflow that could happen there on basically what turned out to be strip lots right off of two county roads. So we kind of feel like by as small as it actually is, it's probably as much as going to be used for this small of a neighborhood.
And if this was a standard subdivision with 3/4 acre lots and providing the required infrastructure for the roads and stormwater management pond, how many building lots do you think you could obtain?
We had seven easy.
Yeah, we had seven easy. I think we could have pushed and gotten all eight. When we looked at it with the buffers and how we wanted the roads to go and kind of putting some sort of design to it, it just seemed more logical because we were able to, with our septic, go smaller to reduce those lots a little bit and kind of make a nicer design. You can bring a cul-de-sac in there and make it happen with seven lots. Just design-wise doesn't really fly with us.
And we were forcing the lot lines to the extent of the property and not maintaining
any
control of that 30-foot buffer.
But you'd have had to, though, along the Wannondale Farms piece, I think, because
correct.
Of your photos, that's agricultural.
Agricultural, right. That's correct. But we wouldn't have had to on the other three sides.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
Is the 30-foot buffer that you're main, that remains in its current wooded state?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Does not get touched.
So it's not within, so it's a 30-foot buffer as is.
Right. And we've done some preliminary grading, and I mean, we've done actually even further than preliminary grading. This site is probably 75-80% engineered, and that was one of the key criteria is to not, you know, not grade the lots. I mean, even with the perks, you know, we can't fill those lots anyway, you know, so we're not bulk grading this thing. The flow will come off the back of the homes and continue. In that respect, we've had conversations with SCD already about letting some of the back half of the lots, you know, go that way without even being maintained from a quantity control perspective.
And that would be written in the homeowners association at that.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. No further questions. All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Just one, and that would be between lots 3 and 4, there's a open area, which I'm guessing is a drainage easement or
it's just basically open space to get back to that little pocket there in the back.
To get back.
Yes, sir. And that would also be maintained.
Okay. Would there be any thoughts to, say, as opposed to that being there, would there be any thoughts of between lots 2 and 3 having a similar type open space that would allow like a stub street or a connector and at that time when Wannondale Farms would become developed?
Oh, swap them? I mean, we could probably swap those two areas in terms of, if you're looking about a connection through there, we couldn't add another 30 feet through there and maintain the minimum size of these lots. We could take away the 30 foot that's going diagonally and potentially put it between 2 and 3. That, yes, we could do that.
And the, I do have one other question. The entrance, What has DelDOT said about that and the sight lines of that being on that curve?
You know, we sat down with John Fiore up there and showed him the plan, and he said, yeah, it's a tough area, and there's no question about it. But with the average daily traffic flow through here, and based on the limitation that we have, he said it should not be a problem with us at all. If this was a 50-unit subdivision, yeah, he would be concerned about it just because of the volumes. But, you know, that was the, you know, that's the feedback from him and his buddy Mark Cote up there. That's the information that we had.
Interesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Gouts.
No questions.
Mr. Robertson.
No questions.
All right, gentlemen, we thank you. If you will kindly stand down for a moment, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-25 NES Properties LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-25? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-26 Gravel Hill Properties LLC. We're going to recess for 5 minutes to give the applicant time to set up for his presentation.